A thought concerning prayer. As you pray, remember confession. There are those who think that prayer is rushing to God to give him the list that you want, to urge him to hurry and give you everything you ask for. God says, I would like for you to come before me recognizing who I am. And when you come with conscience burdened with sin, I'm not listening until you get that straight. Two examples of verses in the Bible talking about confessing sin. One from the great Daniel. Daniel actually listed one of three men in the book of Ezekiel. Twice God mentions Daniel along with who else? Job and Noah. Seems like. And as three of the most godly men ever. And Daniel was just across the way at Babylon while Ezekiel was preaching. In other words, a contemporary of his. Daniel 9:20. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel. Daniel was one of those who would sigh and cry for the abominations. And presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Praying about Jerusalem. He was speaking, praying, which means asking. He was confessing his sin and the sin of his people. He recognized God had sent them into captivity because of their sin. And he was relating that to God. Then in 1 John 1, 9, the New Testament verse talks about this. If we confess our sins, if we do that, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is not the prayer of salvation. This is not asking God to heal our sin condition. That's already been done. This is talking about our individual sins, which we have sinned against our Father. And because Christ has already paid for our sins, he can be faithful and just to forgive those sins. But not only forgive us, but then to cleanse us. There is a cleansing in confession. And then this word confession, in the Greek, it's homologeo. Homo meaning the same, and logeo meaning to speak. Confession is saying the same thing about your sin that God says. That's what it means to confess Jesus as your Savior. Say the same thing about Jesus that God says about him. You can't make up your own definition of Jesus and have that work. You have to confess what God says. So three things as you pray. Confess often. Confession of sin ends up being the very first act of the awakened sinner. We say, oh my goodness, I'm condemned before God. And we confess that. We are ashamed of our sin condition. It's the first mark of God's grace in the heart to open up our heart to that understanding. But since sin continues to plague us, and sometimes to defeat us, confession is the daily activity of the believer. As we walk in the light, we are more conscious of our sin. We hold them up before the face of the holy God and sound like the psalmist who said, Psalm 51:4, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. There is no hiding from God. The sin of your mind was announced over the broadcasting system in heaven. Confession should be as specific as you can be. He says if we confess our sins, like listing them, you know, if we, and the verb there, if we keep on confessing, looks like a continuing process. And David, as we emphasized, said that he sinned in God's sight. In Psalm 32:5, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. That's fruitless, that's empty, that's impossible to hide it from God. What we're really doing is hiding it from ourselves. So don't do it. Mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So confess often, continually, in the sense that you don't stop doing that process. But another thing is confess immediately. There is a prompting of the Holy Spirit after you sin that should cause you to drop to your knees, bow where you are, and take care of it immediately. Confess your sin at the very moment the Spirit convicts you of it, and any time during the day. This may not be at the time of your sin. You may have walked away from that saying, yeah, I got the better of him. You may have walked away saying, nobody saw that. But later the Holy Spirit's going to dig into your heart about that. And at that moment, confess that sin. Confess it immediately. Later, when you have more time, trace your path to sin. What led to that? Where did I go wrong? See, the sin means you got off the path. God's given you this straight and narrow path. Path of safety, path of life. You ended up over there in the briars. So hop back on the road, ask God's forgiveness, and as you go on down the road, say, how did I drift off that? What was I doing? What led me away? Try to see where and when you first began to stray away from the path of righteousness. Set your sights, ultimately, not on preventing the sin, but on preventing any straying, which will automatically protect you from the sin. And then finally, confess in reverence. I hate these books on prayer that give you the power. You can control God. All the things you ask, just rub the bottle. I mean, just bow your knees, and amazingly, all your wishes come true. Come before God, recognizing you stand before the presence of the Holy God. That will help you help your confession. Kneel, or at least bow before him. Lower your eyes as he gazes upon you. He looks into your heart, sees your past as if it were happening right now. Realize he sees you as you really are, and not as you present yourself to others or even to yourself. Try to look at your actions with no trace of pride, which is deceptive. That's the thing of the devil. I was clever. I got what I wanted and other people didn't. I was strong of will to accomplish my every desire. Just see it the way God says it. That's confessing. Stand before God like the child who stands before his parent and knows he saw you do it from the kitchen window. You did the wrong. You were rejoicing. You kicked the neighbor boy. You did something. Then there was a tap on the glass. you turned around, your parent was going, come in here. You've been caught red-handed, as they say. Stand before God, the holy God, who saw you do it. Don't try to get out of it. Who ate that chocolate donut, the kid with all this chocolate all over his face? Not me. So, confess your sins. Get that burden off your heart. Do this before your Father who loves you. Help, ask Him to help you straighten that up. So confess often, confess immediately, and then confess in reverence before your God. Bring up any comments or questions?